actually got four students in today. Two of them are 12, so they're teenagers in training. And we've also got some really old students as well. And you are the oldest student that's with us today. You're 14?
Yeah.
Is that right? And who are you?
My name's Jess Garrett.
Jess, and you're originally from Birmingham.
Yeah.
Moved down to the island, then moved away again, then come back.
Because
you couldn't get enough of the place.
No, too nice.
And you're at Medina, and how many years you been at Medina?
A year and a half.
About a year and a half. You enjoying it?
Yeah.
Okay, I used to go there, and I'm just thinking now, they've got this lovely theatre, they also got a swimming pool. Do you get to use the swimming pool?
Never allowed to use a swimming pool.
Really? How bad is that? We were allowed to. Just move yourself a little bit closer to that microphone. We were allowed to use the swimming pool every week without fail. It was part of PE. Do they still call it PE?
Yeah, still PE.
Yeah, physical execution is what we used to call it. So you had certain teachers there that were very good at it. So what interests do you have then?
I love reading. I go horse riding. And I love swimming.
Right, okay. Well, yeah, but you can't. You've got to pay for that.
No, go down to the beach.
Oh, right.
Get for free.
Okay, no, that's good. That's clever. Now, what was the other things you mentioned you like? Horse riding?
Yeah, we used to have a horse.
Right, you never mentioned that outside, did you? When we were talking, kept that to yourself. And what was the other thing that was on your list?
Love reading.
What are you reading at the moment?
I'm reading Shadowhunters. I'm halfway through the series now.
Shadowhunters?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it. Who's written that?
Not sure. Can't remember.
You're only holding the book for like 5 hours a day. You know, you don't notice things like that. So how many books do you get for a week?
It can vary. Sometimes I read like one book a week. Sometimes I read like 15.
Wow, a real bookworm then.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've done all, you know, kids' books, now you're on the grown-up books.
Yeah, yeah? Like, I love the young adult ones as well, you get in the library.
Okay, do you watch a lot of films as well?
Yeah, I mostly watch TV shows.
Have you ever watched a film, but you've also read the book as well? Do you get, my wife gets, when she does this, if she's read the book first, the film's got to be identical, otherwise she criticises it. Do you do that as well?
Because if it's completely different, it's just pointless reading the book and it's like a waste of time.
So you get upset and annoyed, do you?
Yeah.
No, I'm not watching this anymore. Okay, so what do you want to do when you leave school? I know that's a $1 million question. Do you have any ideas whatsoever?
I want to do something definitely business related, but I'm not sure what yet.
Oh yeah, you said out there business related. So come on, what sort of business? Are you doing commerce at the moment?
Sorry?
At school, are you doing commerce?
I don't know.
Or is it, what do they call it? Business.
Business studies.
Business studies, yeah. Right. Okay, in our day it's commerce. Yeah, business. It was the same thing, but business studies.
Yeah, I do business studies twice a week, and I just want to run businesses when I'm older.
Okay. So get other people to do all the work whilst you're sort of swanning it around over everybody.
Yeah.
You've got life's arse. If you can work that out, then that's fine. That's you're on to a winner there. Do you do any languages?
I do Spanish.
You do Spanish? Because I've noticed a number of the students in here, you know, we're just going to talk to Tristan in a minute, talking about three different languages, which I think he's given up one, and so on. So, Spanish, you're going to carry on?
Yeah, I love Spanish.
Right. Can you say good morning in Spanish?
No, not from memory.
All right, failure number two. All right, so you're here on the course until Thursday. We've got ideas that we're going to be bouncing around for a lunchtime social debate, because you guys are going to be doing a whole hour of a topic of your choice. Off the top of your head, have you got a choice that you'd like to talk about?
No, I want to see what the others want as well.
Okay, very sneaky. Because, I've got to be honest, when we were having a chat earlier on in what we call the green room, there's a young lad out there called Thomas. You started having a discussion on mobile phones in school, okay? And you said, yes, they should be. And he said, no, they shouldn't be. And all of a sudden we had this debate going on, which is great. So that's probably where we might end up. All right. Enjoy your time here. And we'll probably speak to you very, very soon, okay? Anybody you want to say hello to whilst you're here?
I don't know, my brother's listening, but...
Your brother?
Yeah.
Your brother? How old's your brother?
12.
Okay, he's 12, all right. He should be at school.
Yeah, he should be.
He ain't going to be listening. Unless he's got one of those little transistor radios under the desk.
He uses his phone, he's not in lessons.
Oh, right. So he might be listening to you then, he might think, oh, I'll tune in to my big sis. All right. Okay, we'll speak a little bit later on. Do you like Demi Lovato?
Yeah, I love her.
Okay, and latest single, do you know what it is?
Solo.
No?
No,
it's got a new one out. It's called Sober.
Oh, yeah, I've got that.
She's gone from solo to sober.